This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the types of dhikr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the types of dhikr. When we want to follow the Islamic lifestyle, obviously we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and dhikr means to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there are different types of dhikr. The first type is that we overly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about Allah Almighty. So this is known as the first type, where either someone can say La ilaha illallah, or he can keep saying this phrase of La ilaha illallah during the day, maybe 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day, maybe more than that. So he's always in the state that when he is not performing something, or he can, or he's, if he's performing something and during that he can say the dhikr, he can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying something, obviously this is the first type. And the benefit of this type of dhikr is that it keeps us away from the shayateen, from the evil, from the satans, which are from the jinn and the ins. And in chapter Nas, we say that min sharri shaitan, we ask from the sharri ins wa sharri jinns, the evil that are in the ins and jinn, we refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from obviously their harm, which they're going to bring to us. Therefore, when we say something, when we start things by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when we are always in the state of wudu, obviously by saying the words, it helps us a lot in order to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be safe from the attacks of evil or Satan. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the types of dhikr in the Islamic lifestyle. And therefore, we said that the first type is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue, or orally remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying some dhikr. And one of the famous dhikr is La ilaha illallah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that my father was kathiru dhikr. He was someone who used to say dhikr a lot. Kathir means a lot. And the wordings he used to say was most of the time was La ilaha illallah. Therefore, there are other types of dhikr as well that are recommended in Islam, that a mu'min or a Muslim in his life, on the daily basis, he should perform these zikr. He should say these zikr, the oral zikr that have come in the narrations. Number one, which is very important, is saying the tasbihat arba'ah. Like there are four zikrs, four tasbihat that we say. So it is very important that we do tasbihat arba'ah. Other than that, we need to say Ya Allahu, Ya Rabbu, or La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. So the tasbihat we generally read in the prayer, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These are the four tasbihat. Other than that, it is recommended to say Ya Allahu a lot, to say Ya Rabbu a lot, to say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim, or to say Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. So these are the types of the dhikr. And one of the golden things to say, one of the, I can say, like the precious dhikr which has come in the narrations, is the tasbihat Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha. You know, the tasbihat that we read after prayers, 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah. This is known as tasbihat Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha. And this has a lot of reward, and it has the magical or the miracle effects on the person who performs this zikr. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.